Have you met her children?
I have.
She brings them to the clinic?
She does. Well, we talk about them quite a bit. So, you know, she wanted me to meet them. And I think that she must talk about me as well at home. So, yeah. And I actually think that's a really beneficial thing because it takes the mystery and the scariness away from what she's going through. And you can see, oh, this is a place where mom's getting healed. And this medicine is helping mom. It's not hurting her. And, you know, look at how nice everybody is here. And that, for a little person, I think is really helpful.
You know, this, of course, applies, you know, in many different tumor types, but I am curious what you think is appropriate to discuss or advise your patients to discuss with minor children in a terrible situation like this based on age.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at her children, how did you advise her, or if she asked, or how would you have advised her in terms of how to answer their questions?
That's an excellent question. I think that's a really tough one. You know, I've had, unfortunately, many patients that have had young children, and I think, you know, you have to meet people where they're at. And to tell a mother or father, you know, you need to tell your child that, you know, this many months, mom's not going to be here, and this is what's going to happen, particularly when you're 6 and 7. That's really hard. I mean, to understand the concept of death, you know, even for adults, is very difficult. So I tell people it's good to be slow and gentle, because I think surprising children with all of a sudden mom's gone and what happened isn't fair either, because I think children are smarter than we give them credit for as well. And they can see what's going on with mom physically. So for these children, she would say, well, mom's sick and this is the medicine that's going to help mom get better. And we don't know how much time mom has, but every day that we have together is a gift and we're going to spend it together. And mom loves you. And no matter what happens, mom's going to make sure that you're going to be okay. Because I think that sense of security for children, like if mom's gone, particularly if dad's not there, what's going to happen to me? To make as much as you can that give them reassurance that no matter what, somebody loves them and will take care of them is critical.
So do you think that, for example, the 6-year-old understands or is aware that her mom is going to die?
No. I don't think that she really conceptualized that. But it's interesting because on some levels, she's very, since this has been going on over the last few years, she's become increasingly more attached to her mother. She gets really nervous when she can't see her mother or where she doesn't know exactly where her mother is. So I think on some level, she does understand that she's going to lose her mom. The older ones, especially her 8-year-old, I do think understands what's happening. And, you know, I think has a moment where he's really, really scared. And, you know, he unfortunately has not been to a counselor. I'm not really sure why they haven't done that, but I have had other patients who have, and I think that's very helpful too. Because children, you know, have emotions and feelings, and sometimes they don't know how to articulate them. So finding ways for them to get them out through play or stories is critical.